racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. There's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no get-be-dat-ism, no isms.
No isms.
All kind of isms. 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 All kind of isms. Isms. Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. It is Friday already. We started on Wednesday, so it's Friday already. And that means it's Open Line Friday, Get It Off Your Chest Friday, whatever you want to talk about Friday. Express yourself Friday. And once again, you can call in at 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. I do want to tell you that, once again, we all hope that you have a very happy and safe year this year, New Year stuff. And year that things works out for you. I have realized that the worst thing that has ever happened in America is the destruction of the family, the destruction of men, and the destruction of the family. The most hated species on this side of heaven are men. And men are being destroyed. They are being turned into beta males. They are being turned into transgenders, pretending to be women. They have been turned into the lack of work opportunities. They have been turned into a lack of self-control and a lack of control over the women in their lives. And there is a spiritual order to life. And that order is God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children. And nothing else is going to work but that. No pretense, no glorifying women, no pretending that women are good in those positions. It's never going to work because it's not created that way. It's not going to be. And I know a lot of human beings like to pretend that something is when they know it's not. We're headed down a road of total destruction if we don't turn this around. If we don't turn or point the way back to men, back to the fathers, in order that they may become men, this country is over. And you have the children of the lie pushing everything but God, men, and families. They are hated. And there are enough of us out there to know what's happening. And we got to start speaking up about it, and we got to start dealing with it before it's too late. And we have some examples of this coming up. I don't care what anyone says or how false they have made history. When I was growing up, boys were boys and men were men. Ladies were ladies and girls were girls. And that was, for the most part, an order to life. And men were not as angry and out of control, out of work, dependent on women and the government to take care of them. Men were identifying, for the most part, with their fathers and not with their mothers. And so they did not have the woman's mindset or her personality. But if you look at and pay attention, folks, you'll see that I'm not wrong about this. If you look at the average black man today, I don't care if he's an entertainer or out of work or a preacher's son or whatever, they are like women. their mentality, their emotions, their lack of ability, of independence, of leadership, are like women now. And that's in the black community because women took over during the so-called civil rights movement for so many reasons. And then the government came in, the Democratic Party came in, the government came in and became the daddy of the people. And now the average black man, unfortunately, is a woman in the mind and in emotions. It's abnormal to be an emotional, mental, emotional male. And in the good old days, it wasn't that way. But what has happened is we've allowed these liberal, godless women, these so-called feminists, and those women of the Democratic Party, the accusers, to get away with it, and they keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it, making up lies until eventually this country will be a third world country with no way of overcoming. Because if you don't have men, look at the homes. Even when the white man is getting bad with them as well. White men is getting bad. White men are becoming beta males. They're afraid to stand up to their wives. They're afraid to stand up to blacks who falsely accuse them. They're afraid to leave their wives and children. And now men are committing suicide. They're going to prisons. They're not working. They're riding. When they're riding cars and automobiles, they're riding on the woman's side of the car. They're not even driving the car. And they seem to be okay, sit there like a woman. This is not God's way. It's not natural. This is an illusion of reality, and it does not work, folks. And if you doubt me, look at the black community. It's a physical example of what you don't want to become. The average black man is a Democrat. Real men are not Democrats. Only beta males, transgenders, men who have a weak, men who have women mentality and emotions are Democrats. Real men are conservative Republicans because they know they have to lead the way. It's in their nature. And when you kill that nature in a male, you kill the man. You kill the Christ, and hell will come forth. We got to change this in our country. This is being men and women being women what made America so great. And now in some states, and we have that coming up for you, you can have a child, a baby, and not call it a boy or a girl. It's a it. It's a that. It's a X. And men would not allow this to happen. This is only happening because men have become weak and become quiet about the truth. My biblical question, what makes a person an expert? What makes a person an expert? Everybody calling themselves experts. What made them experts? And I want to thank the guys for showing up last night to the men's forum. It was amazing. Everybody and their daddy showed up. It was our first Thursday night forum meeting for men only. This Sunday is our first meeting of this year for Sunday mornings. So all people are invited to that, men, women, and children. And then the third Thursday night of this month, women's forum for ladies only. It's amazing. So thank you, guys. I learned a lot last night, a whole lot. And a whole truckload of guys showed up and sincere about returning to their fathers and becoming men. When you return to your father, men and women, you return to God. And your whole life, you will come back to yourself. You will become yourself. And there's nothing like being you. You don't want to be your daddy. You don't want to be your mama. You want to be you, not someone else's identity. And men, stop being boys with your girlfriends, your so-called live-ins, your fiancés, and wives. That's not the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to be afraid of your wife or whatever woman you're dating or married to or living with. And you shouldn't be living together anyway without marriage. But stop being boys. Women don't like that. even though they love having control over you, they hate having control over you, and they love having control over you, and they hate it. It's amazing. It's Open Live Friday, and it's amazing. What's happening to President, the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, this idea that no borders around the wall, no wall around the borders are necessary, is pure evil. And any man who thinks that you don't need a border around your, a wall around your country, then you're not, you think like a liberal female. You're not yourself. Safety, protecting your own home, man, is the first thing that you do. If you can't protect your own home, then you're no good. What in the world, why are you even existing? If you are a male and you agree with your wife or some woman that you don't need to protect your home, then you might as well not be around. Why are men in this country and they believe that open borders are the way to go? No walls around the borders. And you listen to nutcases like Nancy Pelosi and others saying that it's immoral. It's immoral to leave it open and let illegal aliens come in. These men and women and children, whatever they are, coming from foreign country and breaking into our country, does not deserve to be here. And real men would not allow that to happen. Only men who listen to liberal women will allow that to happen. What happened? We almost have no men now. Men are women and women are women. It's like a lesbian relationship. Lesbian! It's a shame. Such a sad way to live. I'll take some calls. We have some updates coming. All kind of good stuff this morning. Amazing! It's Open Line Friday. Nancy Pelosi, so-called Representative Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat from California, was sworn in as Speaker of the House again yesterday. And here's a clip from her speech. This is from CNN. Pelosi quoted Reagan to support illegal alien dreamers, and shame Republicans for not applauding.
And when we're talking about the dreamers, let us remember what President Reagan said in his last speech as President of the United States. I urge you all to read it. It's a beautiful speech. He said, if we ever close the door to new Americans, our leadership role in the world will soon be lost. Ronald Reagan. Our common cause, your applause for Ronald Reagan.
Look how stupid Nancy Pelosi is. She's trying to use Ronald Reagan in order to get the Republicans to agree with her, and they did not applaud. And to, why you not applaud? You didn't applaud for Ronald Reagan? They didn't applaud for your stupidity, Nancy Pelosi. For the Democratic Party to have Nancy Pelosi as a leader is like having that socialist woman from New York, Alexandria Cortez, as a leader. That woman in Detroit in New York is as dumb as a doorknob. I don't even think she's here. Is she here legally? She's here legally. So I had someone to text me when Nancy Pelosi won or was sworn in. And this is a male, supposed to be a male, but it have to be a liberal beta male. And he texted me and he said, praise God. This is a black beta male. Real men wouldn't be happy about Nancy Pelosi being in there because they know that she has no idea which way is up or down, what is right or wrong. She's an evil deceiver. But a black male that I know and been knowing for a long time, he sent Nancy Pelosi's picture to me, and he wrote, praise God on it. I told you, black men have become women. Not all, but most, of course, not all. And he put underneath her picture, he put, "Good times are here again." And he put one of those little yellow faces with dark shades on. And I texted him back and said, "Hopefully you're joking." But I know him well enough to know he's not joking. He sent back another picture. He said, "This is how we do it. Justice has come to America. A black male. If this is not beta male, female thinking and emotion, I don't know what is." He is praising Nancy Pelosi of all people. Nancy Pelosi from California and the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters with the low IQ, Sheila Jackson Lee, and I could go on and on, are the worst of the worst. Why would you want them leading your country? They can't even raise children. Their kids are no good. And the last thing he said to me, "Long live Obamacare." This is a black male. This is what has happened to black men as a result of black women taking over. This guy go on to say, "Long live Obamacare." He says, "Neither Mexico nor the American taxpayer will pay for," and put in parenthesis, "in the words of the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, will pay for that effing wall." And he put a smile there. You got to feel sorry for his wife because he is married. She doesn't have a husband. This is not a real man. Men have been destroyed, not all but most. They act, think, and feel, and they have fear like a woman. It's not natural for men to have fear and be angry and carry on like a female. Don't you know you're acting like a woman? And this didn't happen to the black man until the woman took over. And now black women run everything, the home, the jobs, the everything, the decision-making, which are most of the time wrong, bad decisions. CNN is reporting that one of Pelosi's daughter, Alexandria, says Nancy Pelosi will cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding. That's what you want in your government? That kind of woman that will cut your head off and you not know you're bleeding? You want that woman for a mother or a wife or a cousin or running your government? That's an evil, nasty, trickery woman. You can't trust that. You can't even turn your back on her. Here's the soundbite.
I love, Alexander, how you sat here patiently and waited as we've spoken about the incoming Speaker of the House, who happens to be one of the people who raised you.
We have known you for 2 decades. Do you think I'm the person that's going to come on CNN and talk about my mother? Is that who you think I am?
I'm asking you, you are a fantastic political reporter. How does she approach meetings with President Trump, A, and B, just what are your feelings about this person who you know quite well becoming Speaker of the House for a second time?
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding.
Amazing.
That's all you need to know about her.
Can you imagine being raised by a mother like that? You hear every day men and women calling this show talking about how they've been traumatized by their mothers. So can you imagine being raised by a mother that will cut your head off and you won't know you're bleeding? Joel, can you imagine that?
That's pretty insane.
She has a mother that will cut her head off and she not even know she's bleeding. That I pity if she had. Nancy Pelosi has a husband. He have to be beta.
He's hiding.
He must be hiding. His wife would cut his head off, and he not even know he's bleeding. That's an evil, nasty, dirty woman. Who want that in any aspect of life? Alexander talk about how she's been around for a long time.
No one ever won betting against Nancy Pelosi. She's persevered. You got to give her credit. No matter what you think of her, you have to give her credit because think about it. Think about all those presidents she's endured, right? She was the Bush, the Clinton, she's been through it all. So she's been around. This is not her first rodeo, as your friend George Bush would say. So she knows what she's doing. And that should make you sleep at night, knowing that at least somebody in this town knows what they're doing.
It wouldn't make me sleep. I'd have locked my door if she was my mama. And look at her. The daughter doesn't look sane. She doesn't look happy. Does she, daughter? Does she look like she got some inner issues going on? Huh?
Like she dealing with some mess?
Yeah. She had a mother that would cut your head off and you not even know you're bleeding.
She look a little rough.
Because she had a rough mother. An insane mother that would cut your head off. You want that kind of person in government? Or to be your mother or your wife? I don't know why this person texted me praising. A black male texted me praising Nancy Pelosi. I guess he liked that kind of woman. So anger is very destructive. It's impatient. It has fear. It has doubt. It has worry. It makes you think that wrong is right or right is wrong. It causes you to look for love. So I want to encourage men and women to forgive so God can forgive you and take that false identity away from you. It's the nature of Satan. It is pure evil. And one of the primary reasons that men are afraid of women is because they're afraid of their mothers. Imagine if you had a mother like Nancy Pelosi, whose daughter said, the daughter is Alexandria, she says that her mother will cut your head off, you'll be bleeding and won't even know it. Can you imagine being raised by a woman like that? There's no wonder the Democratic Party going to hell in a handbasket. And would you want a man in office where his child came forth and said, my daddy will cut your head off, you'll be bleeding and not even know it? Would you want a man like that in office? Or would you want a father like that? Or a cousin or uncle or a friend? You can overcome anger, folks. It is not natural. And this anger is the nature of Satan. And most of the time, it's been passed down to the children from their mothers and grandmothers. That's what happened to the black men. Get my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how I was able to overcome anger 29 years ago, how God took it away from me. I am angry-free zone. No anger. I don't hold any grudges against anyone. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care if you're lying or telling the truth. I love all people, have no grudges against anyone. No anger. When God took the anger away, he took away the judgment and gave me discernment. And you realize that people can't help themselves. It's not them, but it's the spirit that made a home in them. It controls them. You get From Rage to Responsibility. You can, if you want an autographed copy, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 for an autographed copy and to make donations to my nonprofit. We don't get money from the government, never have. You cannot trust an angry person. They will friend you today and turn on you tomorrow. All it takes is one incident. You be wrong about something, or they hear something about you, or something happened to them from someone else. They become angry at you. I don't care if it's a husband or a wife, your kids, your cousins, your uncles and aunts, or co-workers or whatever, your boss. You can't trust an angry person. That's why God said, trust no man. Because angry people will turn on you. They will lie on you. They will attack you. They will twist your words. You can never trust an angry person. And that doesn't mean you don't hang out with folks, but just know, if that person still has anger, at some point, they will turn on you. Look how the blacks have turned on the whites. And it's not because whites did anything to them. It's because they hate their mothers and grandmothers. And then they have been told that it's white people, and so they're turning on the whites. It's not saving them, the blacks. It's not helping their situation at all. Matter of fact, they're getting worse because the whites are afraid to tell them that, I ain't had nothing to do with you. It's not my problem that you're a beta male or a beta woman. That's your mama and your daddy refused to deal with your mother. 888-77-JESSE. We have an entrepreneur academy as a part of our nonprofit organization, Bond, the Brotherhood organization of A New Destiny. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding men, but we're also teaching men how to start their own business, those that want to. We also help find jobs, all kinds of stuff. We hire people, all kinds of stuff. But James Haight, my producer, is now in the academy. He's a part of the organization, but he joined the academy because he wanted to do his own thing, start his own business. He's now, right now, he has a show on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., thehaightreport.com, 9 a.m. Pacific time. I love that show. I can't help but tune into it. I have to turn off other news to listen to his show and watch it. It's so interesting. Here's his promo about his show and about the academy.
Did you know Jussie's racist producer has his own show now?
Police brutality doesn't exist.
Right. If police brutality were talked about, then black brutality should be talked about by like 10 or 20 or 30 or 100 times more. Right. And isn't it interesting? Right. Quickly.
Wait.
No, you wait.
The Haight Report. Sundays, 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon Eastern.
He has another one about promoting the Bond organization as well as his company. That's the one I wanted, but that one was good, and we will get to that. But check us out, rebuildingdemand.com, and thank you all for your support. It's been amazing. And we work with all men, all races. And for the academy, you have to be 15 and up if you want your own business, right? But we tutor, counsel, help find job. We have a home for young men. We work with all men around the world, men and women we counsel with and help. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. The liberal media is praising Pelosi, saying that she's going to be the worst thing that can happen for Donald Trump. She's going to make his life hell. I want you to know that Nancy Pelosi is no competition for the Great White Hope. No contest at all. Nancy Pelosi, even though the daughter says she can cut your head off and you'll be bleeding, not even know it. Nancy Pelosi is nothing, really. It's apparent that she's afraid, she has anger, she's insecure, and she is a deceiver. As the Baba Go-To guy just texted me about the daughter, her daughter said that because she thinks that's how men would sound, these men haters are always trying to imitate what they hate. The men haters are trying to imitate what they hate, and they never get it right. And how would you not know you are bleeding? That is a statement of how well her mother deceives. So the Bible Go-To guy is saying that her daughter is admitting that her mother is such a great deceiver that she would cut your head off, you would be bleeding and not even know it. So I guess this other friend of mine, this black guy who, a friend of mine, good friend, who texted me, supposed to be married, and said, praise God, I guess he's been greatly deceived, his head been cut off, he's bleeding, not even knowing it, by praising Nancy Pelosi. She's deceived him as well. Amazing. We got to bring back God's order. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism. No ism, no racism. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. Right or wrong, good or evil. Lee out of New Jersey, thank you for calling. Get it off your chest.
Yes, I called the other day, and I had a question. Well, I was made a statement.
Happy New Year, this. Lee.
Same to you, Jesse. You. I hope this is a great year for all of us.
Thank you.
Yes, and when I called, we were talking about children born out of wedlock, and my opinion was that the children weren't the sin necessarily. It was the act of having sex out of wedlock. And you said that the children are the sin, and I wish you could explain that to me.
That's a good question. Well, the sex itself is not the sin.
If they're not married?
Right. The sin is...
So they can have sex outside the marriage, and that's not
Let me explain. Hold on. The sex is wrong. It's wrong to have sex outside of marriage. You should not do that. Only people who are separated from God would do that kind of stuff. But the sin is the hatred, the anger in the person's heart, the man or the woman's heart. that awaken their sexual nature. And so if they didn't have anger, they wouldn't be having sex before marriage. Because when you have anger, you're separated from God, and now you're looking for love in all the wrong places. And men and women think sex is love, and it's not. And as a result of having sex out of wedlock, you make babies, and these babies end up becoming just like you because the mothers are angry, the daddies are weak, and the mothers pass that anger on to the children, recreating the boys and the girls in her image. And it just goes on from generation to generation until the boys and girls forgive their mothers so they can return to God. But the sin is the anger that produces the sex, that produces the children, and children suffer by becoming sinners too because they hate their mothers for imposing on them.
Well, when I called the other day, we were talking about also about the statistics, how over 70% of children born to mothers of African descent are born
African descent. Black women who are born in this country, 77% of out-of-wedlock babies are born
but
to them.
But they are of African descent.
No, they're from this country. And those
right,
black
but they
women
are of African descent. That's what makes them.
No, there are
nine
black
times out of ten black.
No, that's not true. There are black
well,
women
and
who.
How did you get to be black? How did you get to be that color?
Hold on a minute. There are black women who are moved to this country from those countries. They are African descent, and then they too have started to have babies out of wedlock. But most of these out of wedlock babies are born from black women who are Americans who were born in this country, not from Africa.
Right, but I'm just saying that that's what makes them different from a person of Irish. Well, they're probably all mixed up too. Most people that are considered black are mixed with European, the ones that are born in this country.
I don't know even why you're making that statement. That's a meaningless point. It shows that you're blind and can't see.
Why?
You've been brainwashed to believe in stuff like that rather than believe in reality.
And what is reality if that isn't?
What you don't realize that you're very empty.
I'm not empty.
Yes, you are, because in order for you to speak that way, it implies
that most blacks
it implies that you are an empty
mixed with European descent. That's
it implies
not a, that's
that you are
fact.
It implies that you are an empty person.
But is that true or not?
No.
Why isn't it?
Because if you were born in this country, you're an American descent. You're not from Africa.
Right, but
any person
we
who
came
call,
from other
any
places.
Person who called themselves African American and born in this country, empty, minded.
No,
they are angry
we're not.
And can't
we're
see.
We're real.
And they have been easily deceived, and they sound
no,
like idiots.
I haven't been. I
right
know
now,
where I come from.
Right now, white people are laughing at you because you sound foolish.
Really? When they have the Irish parade?
Well, I don't know about no Irish. I don't know about no Irish, but I know about Lee from New Jersey.
No, you
don't. They're laughing at you because you sound foolish.
And what? And I don't care if they are.
You should.
I'm not foolish.
But you are.
I just stated a fact.
No, no, no. That's not a fact. The fact is, if you're born in America, you are an American. You descended from nowhere.
I say I am an American of African descent.
That's because you're empty.
Why is that?
Because
well, partly of African descent.
Because
not
you
all,
have
but,
you have anger and you're blind
anyway,
and can't see.
No, I'm not blind.
You need
blind
to get rid of your anger this year, Lee.
I don't have anger.
Yes,
do
you
I
do.
Sound angry to you?
No, yes.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, then another
you need
thing
to get rid of that anger.
I
got to take a break. Thank you, Lee. I got to run. Let me go to Jason out of Orange County. That woman, Lee, she's a victim. Does she sound like a victim? A victim. She's been lied to by somebody. Jason out of Orange County, California. Happy New Year, Jason. You're on the air.
Yeah, I don't know what was wrong with that caller, Jesse.
She was empty. Empty knowledge.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Jesse, I wanted to, real quick, earlier in the show you said that real men are conservative Republican, and that's so true. If you're a liberal, you're beta.
Yes, you're a woman.
Yeah.
And you're not a
straight
Christian
up,
because
up.
A Christian, real Christian, cannot vote for the Democratic Party at all. They want to support evil like that.
Yeah. I wanted to just talk about over the holidays, I went to go see my dad.
Yes.
I haven't seen him in about close to 10 years.
Wow.
And that's due to, you know, to work. We have different schedules, but also because I had resentment towards him.
Why?
Because my mom, let me tell you. So I went to him to forgive him because I felt that it was time. And when I went to him, two things that were very important is that I realized that he went to look for me when I was a kid and he was denied access to me.
Yeah.
And he said that he did all he could. And the way he said it to me, Jesse, was just really heartfelt. And it was just like a man-to-man conversation. And
yeah.
He explained what happened, basically.
And Hold on, Jason. Don't hang up. Let me take a break. Mothers lie to children about their fathers. Fathers don't leave children. They leave the mothers of the children because they can't have their mothers. But the mother's not going to tell you, your dad left because he couldn't handle me. I ran him off. They lie about the father, setting the children up to fail. And so I'm talking to Jason. I have this thing coming up for you where the media is celebrating women and minorities in charge because women and minorities, I guess minority would be blacks and Mexicans and whatever, are victims in their mind. The Democratic Party make them feel like victims. Jason is from Orange County, California. I was talking to Jason. He said that he met with his father. He realized found out that his mother had lied to him about his father. And he had wanted to be with his father or thought that his father didn't want to be with him. Am I right, Jason?
Yes, Jesse, that's right. I realized that throughout the years when I was underage, he would go look for me, and he was denied. He wasn't allowed in the home. He told me a story about how he had to sneak in once just to see me and talk to me. And at that moment, I forgave him, and we spent pretty much all of Christmas together.
Amazing.
And yes, and then I heard you say before that when you're with your dad, you feel like, you know, it's a part of you, and I truly did feel that. And I've also heard you say that it's like a light under your feet.
Yes.
And I remember you saying that, and I remember looking at him and going, God, I look just like him. I'm just like my father.
I understand that.
And it was just such a, oh, God, that feeling. It's just like love. It's just like that's all I could say about it. It's just like a love that I've never felt before.
Yes. Mothers who turn their sons and daughters against the fathers are evil women. They hate men. They hate God. They hate their sons. They hate their daughters. They're really evil women, all in the name of Jesus. When you have perfect love, you would never do that to your children. Jason, did you call my show once and you were sounding all pitiful?
Yes, sir, I was.
And what did I say to you?
Well, I was angry about women. I was talking about women.
And what did I say?
Well, you just said that I hate women and that I need to forgive my mom, and that's the first step I took. I did forgive my mom first, so she was the first one I went to.
How did that go when you went to forgive your mother?
She didn't really say much. I told her that I'm not here to look for her to apologize to me. I'm here to apologize for resenting her and
yes.
for failing my family because what she did was wrong. Splitting up the family for whatever reasons, because those reasons are not my business. Just like I told my dad too, look, whatever you and my mom had going on,
that's right.
That's none of my business. Like it really isn't, because every time that I've spoken to my dad, Jesse, he's never raised his voice at me. He's never been mean to me. Like nothing. He's always been such an awesome dad to me.
Amazing.
And I realize that now, and I want people to know that it's true. And I'm a witness to that. And Jesse, you are single-handedly waking souls up. And I really want you to know that you are helping souls.
And I thank God for it because God dwells in me and is he who's working through me to make this happen. And now it's happening to you, Jason. And I met a lot of men last night who is happening to, they're waking up, and it's God who is waking them up. I met women who are waking up because they admit that they're wrong. They admit that they have that anger, and they go and forgive their mothers, and they wake up. But I want you to know you're on your way, that God, when you forgave your parents, God forgave you, and he's drawing you back into the kingdom of heaven within. And if you stay with the silent prayer, you speak up. Don't be seduced by your mother anymore, because she's going to try to draw you back in. Always speak up and don't let her pull you back into the hellhole. And okay. You're going to have an amazing life. You have not seen anything. You're about to live now.
Yeah. And Jesse, really quick. Also, I left my dad's house around 7 because I had to go be with my mom's side of the family.
Yes.
When I was leaving, I felt like, and I've heard you say this before too, I felt like a part of me was leaving. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I remember,
like, when we were saying, okay, bye, Dad, I'll see you later. I felt like the, like I wanted to stay there with him.
Yes. I remember that when my father would come around, I would feel like my identity came around, like God came around, Christ came around. When my father would leave, it felt like a part of me was leaving. I would go back into that nothing yeah. feeling, like, you know, angry feeling. And the same thing happened with my son, is that his mother lied to him and tried to keep me away from him. And I got a lawyer and yeah. everything, and she still tried to do
you.
It. And for a long time, my son was angry. He finally forgave when he became an adult. He came to California and really got to know me for himself. And he realized his mother had lied to him, all in the name of Jesus, that she had lied to him. So I'm really happy for you, Jason.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you and your audience. Thank you so much, Jesse. I don't know how to thank you.
You're welcome.
One real quick
Make
thing.
Sure you stay with the silent prayer.
How do you personally feel, if you can, how do you personally feel about being responsible for waking souls up? Like, how does that feel as a person?
That's a good question.
You are.
I am really, really, I rejoice when men and women wake up. But I take, within myself, I take no responsibility for it, because I know that no human being can wake up another human being. And so I thank God that for whatever reason he is working through me to reach people like you to cause you to wake up. So I'm grateful. I'm humbled by it. I think it's amazing. But I take,
awesome.
But I'm not waking people up. I'm just putting a message out there. But even as he who speaks to me, through me, to reach other people, those he want to reach, because all people are not going to wake up. Some people are going to just suffer and die, and there's nothing that you can do about it. But there are those people who are on a straight and narrow path. Those are the ones God is drawing unto him.
Okay.
So I just feel humble, Jason, but I take no responsibility for it.
I understand, Jesse.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I had for today, man. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you and all you're doing.
Thank you, man. God bless you. Stay with the prayer. Speak up. You haven't seen anything yet. Get to know yourself. It's going to get better and better and better and better. How old are you again, Jason?
29.
Wow. What a perfect age to be waking up, man. You're so fortunate.
Yes, I'm in my prime, Jesse.
God bless you, man. I hope to meet you one day.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right,
have a
buddy.
Good one.
Okay, you too. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Evan is a first-time caller out of Connecticut. Evan, Happy New Year. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Jesse.
How you doing?
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Awesome. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. I've been wanting to call for so long now. But really, just,
Thank
I
you.
Did want to answer your biblical question.
Oh, yeah. My biblical question, what makes a person an expert?
Yeah. And before I answer that, I really just want to say thank you again, like the last caller. I'm no longer angry at my parents. I don't hate women anymore.
Right on.
I do your silent prayer. And the one night I didn't do the silent prayer, I could not go to sleep. So it's been amazing how much it's helped me.
That's right. Hold on for me, Evan. I got to take a break, and then I come right back to you, buddy. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. All you have to do is forgive men and women, boys and girls. Go and forgive your parents, especially your mothers. And don't believe anything your mother had to say about your father. She's not going to tell you the truth about him. All right? Wait until you meet your father, or just forgive him anyway. because she's not telling you the truth about your father. So I performed a wedding for Lock Your Door and his beautiful wife. And they had a baby. And after they got married, they had a baby. And I got a chance to meet the little baby. She is so cute. And she recognized me. She started smiling. We're happy to see Uncle Jesse. Lock, Mr. and Mrs. Lock Your Door, congratulations. Beautiful little girl. I do want to remind you, Pelosi is not a challenge for Donald Trump. So when you hear the liberals saying that she is, they're lying. And they oh, she's a tough woman. She is not tough. No such thing as tough women or strong women. You're either right or wrong, good or evil. And Nancy Pelosi, as her daughter said, can cut your head off, you'll be bleeding and not even know it, meaning that she can be so deceiving, you'll not even know it if you're not aware. Evan, a first-time caller, thank you again for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was just thanking you about helping me forgive my parents. My dad was a huge beta, and my mom was a soccer mom, really domineering over him.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's even still kind of hard interacting with them sometimes because I have to do a lot of correcting but not resenting every single time. But, yeah, I bought your book recently, Rage to Responsibility. And the biblical question I wanted to answer.
But let me say first, congratulations to you. And you're on your way. Do you live with them, your parents?
Unfortunately, I just I was with my grandparents, which is probably even worse. And then I did move back here, but I'm moving out as soon as possible.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 23.
Yeah, get out of there as soon as you can. Why?
Yeah, definitely.
You have a job?
I'm starting a new job this Monday.
Oh, okay.
But I'm switching fields, and, you know, it's all because of college that unfortunately sent me down the wrong path. You know, I'm switching what I even studied.
Yes, college life is a wasteful time in life. You don't need to go to college. It's a waste of time.
But I did take your advice. I started my own tech support business for older folks, older demographics, for computers and stuff like that.
Wow.
And home technology.
Yes. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, sir. And, yes, the biblical question I wanted to answer for you.
Okay.
I don't really think experts really exist. I know you talk a lot.
What makes a person an expert? You don't really think what?
I don't really think an expert exists. I've heard you talk a lot before about, you know, people putting too much meaning to words.
Yeah.
And I think expert is just another word that people, especially the children of the lie, they use that word expert to brainwash people and to make them think their argument is more credible than it is.
That's right.
Especially with the wall.
That's right. The dumbest person on this side of heaven is a person who called him or herself an expert.
Yeah, and then that means they can never be wrong, and experts, quote-unquote experts, are wrong all the time.
Yeah, and they're using that word in order to deceive you, take your money, give you wrong advice, put you on medication. They're deceiving you. They are not an expert. You're right.
And with the wall especially, because, you know, all these people are experts, but they say we don't need a border. And I was laughing so hard when you had a caller, I think it was last week, and he said, oh, we need some kind of barrier as border security. And then you're like, well, a barrier's a wall. So I don't know what that person was trying to say with border security, but it just sounded so dumb because what he was talking about was a wall.
Yes, that's right. Anyone who believe or even listen to a person who calling themselves an expert and they say you don't need a big, beautiful wall around the borders, you better run. Grab your wallet, your purse, and get out of there. Because, first of all, that person is no expert, and that person is lying. It's just insane to believe. Anyone who believes that has to be insane.
Yep, and in closing, I know you got other callers to get to, but you converted me. I used to be an atheist, but that's when I had a ton of anger.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went to Catholic school and everything, which, you know, I think was part of the problem. You know, it was forced down my throat at a young age.
Yes.
I kind of rebelled against that. But now I know the true feeling of God.
Right on, man. Wow, you make goosebumps go on my body. That is great. Wow. You're on your way, man. God has forgiven you now. So all you have to do is just learn to be. Just become a living being and just be. And it's going to be amazing what comes out of you.
I appreciate it, man. And God bless you, the Hake Report, James and Joelle and the crew over there. I love what you guys do. You're really saving lives.
Well, thank you for that. We all appreciate it. Thank you so much. And when you and with your parents, while you're there, don't argue with them. Speak up. But don't argue with them. And as soon as you can get out on your own, get your own place, continue to do your business, and work a job, it's going to be amazing. Save your money. Make sure you always save 10% or whatever you make, because eventually investment opportunities will come. And if you save 10% and live off the rest of your money, pay your rent, buy your food, have a little money in your pocket, and but save that 10%, don't touch it, because eventually an opportunity to call where you can buy an apartment building or buy your home or some type of good investment, you will have the money, and one thing will lead to another.
Will do. I appreciate the advice, Jesse. I'll do all that.
Yeah, you're welcome. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Wow. Amazing. You have no idea how fortunate you are to become returned to the Father at the age of 23. By forgiving your mother.
It.
So what?
I'm feeling it. It feels amazing.
Yes, it's something else. And it gets better and better and better. After a while, you're going to be you. You won't be your mother. You won't be your father. You will be a son of God, but you will be you. And there's nothing like being you, yourself.
Yeah, I definitely was my mother. She cried when I had to forgive her, but, you know, it just had to be done.
That's right. And she only crying to control you.
That's right.
Don't fall for it. Amazing. Thank you, sir. And let me hear from you
Thank
again,
you.
All right?
All righty. Will do. Take care now.
All right, buddy. Amazing. This is the beginning of 2019. So amazing. Let's go to T out of Alabama. T, Happy New Year. Hey,
yes,
T.
What's up, Jesse?
All is well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and your audience, man.
Thank you, buddy.
I want to ask you a question, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
There was a 7-year-old girl that was murdered this week in the news. I'm quite sure you heard.
A 7-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And was she a white girl?
7-year-old. No, she was a black girl.
Oh.
And supposedly by white gentlemen.
What happened to her?
Okay. Well, he did, you know, drive-by shooting.
Oh,
to the news.
How do you know it was a white gentleman that did a drive-by?
Because the people that said, who was shot at, said it was a white man.
So,
okay, I know you don't want to hear that. You know,
so
white
the people that, hold
but,
on.
So yeah, the, her mother, who she was in the car with.
Right.
Okay. Said that it was a white man in a red pickup truck.
And you believe her?
Yeah, I believe it. Just why is she gonna lie about that? Jesse?
Why do you believe it?
White folks don't kill.
Why do you believe
black
it?
Folks,
why do you believe
because
it?
Because she said it, Jesse. Because the lady was witnesses to a shooting that involved her, Jesse.
Why do you believe it though?
Because of that reason, Jesse.
Amazing. You want
why,
to?
What other reason why I doubt it? Jesse?
You want to believe that?
No, I don't want to believe it. It is what it is.
Amazing. I've not
heard. Why would you question that?
I've not heard the story at all, because I know black people would lie about white folks. I'm not saying this person is lying because I'm not familiar with the story, but don't be so quick to believe that, because you want to believe white people kill blacks, but the other way around.